Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is November 29th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. TrueLayer partners with Lendable. UK-based TrueLayer has partnered with Lendable to integrate its account information services, ICE, and variable recurring payments, VRP, products into the latter's financial ecosystem. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. ClearScore Group partners with Plend. UK-based financial services marketplace group ClearScore Group has partnered with alternative lender Plend to support open banking-powered loans. BHMI and NCR Atleos partner to offer transaction processing software. Banking solutions provider NCR Atleos has made a reseller agreement with payments software company BHMI to resell the latter's Concourse financial software suite. Standard Chartered becomes Checkout. Comms banking partner in MENA. International banking group Standard Chartered has become the banking partner of payments service provider Checkout.com in MENA. Web Expenses partners with Wise Platform. UK-based Web Expenses has partnered with Wise Platform, Wise's infrastructure solution for banks and enterprises, to provide same-day expense reimbursement. ACI Worldwide partners with Mexipay in the Mexico payment market. ACI Worldwide, a global real-time payment software, has partnered with Mexipay to increase access to digital payment innovation in Mexico. Stripe partners with Everlink. Financial infrastructure platform for businesses Stripe has selected Everlink for host-to-host Interac debit processing solutions in the region of Canada. Lab Group partners with Super Guardian. Australia-based RegTech and onboarding provider Lab Group has entered the SMSF administration vertical by partnering with Super Guardian for automated digital onboarding. Keyless separates from SIFT, secures $6 MLN in funding. UK-based fraud prevention company Keyless has departed from SIFT and has secured funds to accelerate adoption of its biometric authentication solutions beyond Europe. SIFT launches its fraud industry benchmarking resource. SIFT has launched its fraud industry benchmarking resource, a free online tool that allows customers to access fraud metrics across multiple regions and industries. Moss chief rubbishes private crypto in speech. Private cryptocurrencies have failed the basic test of digital money and are likely to be in decline in the near future. UK's PaymentSense scores Irish e-money license. UK-based PaymentSense is entering the Irish market under the Dojo trading name after securing an e-money license from the country's central bank. Fintech valuations stabilizing, says VC fund chief. The fintech market is returning to some sense of normality in terms of valuations after a period in which it largely lost its head, according to a leading investor. Symphony and Google launch AI-based JV for phone calls. RegTech provider Symphony is drawing on the generative AI capabilities of Google to develop a service to ensure banks' voice calls are compliant. Intuit QuickBooks Online Payroll simplifies human capital management with the introduction of new capabilities. Today's labor market has become increasingly tight, with nearly half, 44%, of business owners reporting they had job openings they couldn't fill earlier this year, which means businesses need to be as competitive as possible to attract the best and brightest talent. PayGround secures $19.7 million United States dollars in funding. Healthcare fintech payment platform PayGround has announced that it secured $19.7 million United States dollars in oversubscribed Series A financing led by 630. Paysend raises $65 million United States dollars in funding round. UK-based Paysend has announced the raise of a $65 million United States dollars in funding round, aimed at its development process and improvement of cross-border payments tools. XXemo to process payments entirely through AWS Cloud. Corporate mobility payments platform XXemo has announced that it is going all in on Amazon Web Services as an EU Visa card issuer to process payments entirely through the AWS Cloud in Q1 2024. EMVCo explores potential collaborations with the Open Wallet Foundation. U.S.-based global technical body EMVCo has signed an industry liaison agreement with the Open Wallet Foundation, OWF, to explore collaboration opportunities. Identfi partners with CryptoWaluti.pl. Lithuania-based Identfi has partnered with CryptoWaluti.pl to strengthen identity verification for the digital onboarding process. SentinelOne expands its collaboration with Pax8. U.S.-based AI security company SentinelOne has expanded its collaboration with technology solutions marketplace Pax8. Apple and Goldman Sachs set for breakup, WSJ. Apple has sent a proposal to Goldman Sachs that would end the credit card and savings account partnership that the banking giant has been seeking to get out of, according to the Wall Street Journal. MasterCard joins $65 million funding round for Paysend. MasterCard has made a strategic investment in Paysend as part of a $65 million funding round for the UK-based international money transfer player. MazePay adds former MasterCard exec Kevin Stanton to board. MazePay, a Danish fintech platform that simplifies long-tail procurement and B2B payments, has appointed retired MasterCard Chief Transformation Officer Kevin Stanton to its board of directors. EMVCo and Open Wallet Foundation Inc. Liaison Agreement. EMVCo, the global technical body that helps make secure, reliable, and convenient payments possible anywhere in the world, and the Open Wallet Foundation, OWF, the open-source project fostering collaboration across industries to create reusable building blocks for secure interoperable wallets, have signed an industry liaison agreement to explore potential collaboration opportunities. Checkout.com appoints Standard Chartered as banking partner in MENA. Checkout.com, the global payment service provider, announced today a strategic partnership with Standard Chartered as their cash management bank to bring improved operational and performance to Checkout.com's merchants in the region. Aquis becomes first cloud-based recognized investment exchange. Aquis Exchange PLC, AQX. L, the creator and facilitator of next-generation financial markets, announces that its primary and secondary markets exchange, the Aquis Stock Exchange, has become the first recognized investment exchange, RAI, to run a cloud-based matching engine. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.